T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Out a little bit under the weather, so they went to the bullpen. They brought in the 6'3 strong-armed righty from down in the Florida Panhandle. Now, the newest resident of, well, not newest, I've been here like 8 months at this point, but you know what I mean, the newest broadcaster. How's that? Right here in the Upstate, I am Rob Brown, filling in for Mark back in the network studio, pushing buttons, switching switches, throwing levers, making the show sound as good as it does for you every single day. My man Lonzo is in charge of the broadcast. Report card through 2 hours says what, Lonzo?
You're doing an excellent job. In 8 months, really? Has it been that?
I got here in early March, April, May, June, July, August, September. So end of October will be 8 months already. So no, start of 8 months, yeah.
You got here ahead of the storm. And
I got here, Zoe, as we were learning about the Rona, but before we knew that the Rona was going to become the Black Plague Volume 4 or whatever we're on at this point. I got here, and I think I had a week and a half before stuff started getting shut down. I think I had been here 2.5 weeks at the point that Rudy Gobert got the coronavirus, which shut down the NBA, which then, of course, in turn, shut down the NCAA's conference basketball tournaments, which then shut down the rest of the world. I think I had about 2.5 weeks before everything in the upstate got shut down for a while. It made for a very interesting welcome to the area, though. It really did. But we're here, and we're getting through it together. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. What are you going to do, man? That's how you live. So, this hour of the show, a lot of stuff that we need to get through coming up at 5:15. So, in the very next segment, Coach Andrew Lord is the head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. We had Coach John Harks of the Triumph on in the last hour. Coach of the Swamp Rabbits, Andrew Lord, joins us in this hour at 6:15. Our buddies Kevin Thomas and John Epps from Moving the Chains, which is the best source for local high school sports talk week in and week out. They will be joining us at 6:15 to run us over the docket of everything happening in high school football here in the upstate. I hope you will join us for that. Looking forward to talk with you. But before we get into any of that, I wanted to do this, Lonzo. Doc Emmerich was he retired earlier this week. Doc Emmerich was the voice of hockey in these great United States. He has been calling NHL on NBC for a long time. He was also the voice of the New York Rangers for many, many years. Doc Emmerich is he's just the dude, man. He is the voice of hockey. He is the guy that just about any time that you listen to hockey on TV and you hear that iconic, "He scores!" That's Doc Emmerich. And Doc Emmerich put up something earlier this week, courtesy of NBC Sports, that I thought was phenomenal. I'm going to play it for you here in just a second. But I want you not to listen to this because you are a hockey fan or because you like Doc Emmerich. I want you to absorb this as a sports fan. I want you to listen to the way that Doc Emmerich talks about his love hockey. I want you to truly listen to Doc Emrick here as he talks about in a farewell essay, a farewell video essay that he did about hockey. I want you to listen to it because I listened to this a little bit earlier in the week. And when I watched and listened to Doc Emrick's farewell essay after a 50-year run with the NHL as a broadcaster, it did something to me that I think we all need to have happen in our lives as sports fans sometimes. And it's not easy to do. Sometimes it takes a major moment. But Doc Emrick's farewell video essay did it to me. I'm going to play this for you. Listen to what Doc has to say. And then I want you to really, really take it to heart. And we're going to talk about what it meant to you and what it did to reset me as a sports fan on the flip side. Here's Doc Emrick.
To the many who love this sport, it was 50 years ago this fall with pen and pad in hand at Old Civic Arena in Pittsburgh. I got my first chance to cover the National Hockey League.
That was Mike Emrick.
14 teams. Gordie Howe was a Red Wing. Bobby Hull was a Blackhawk. Bobby Orr was a Bruin. All three went to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Gordie Howe's son Mark and Bobby Hull's son Brett did too. At that time, there were still scoreboard clocks with sweep hands and a lot of players with good bare right hands. Time passed. Rosters expanded, the league did too. Now 32 franchises.
Patrick Kane handed back.
Although I've decided to put down the play-by-play headset mic at NBC, and they have graciously allowed me to do some essays like this in the future, a time like this makes me recall that we have seen a lot together.
Snowy day, celebration of hockey in Buffalo.
Not all of our games had a roof.
Here comes Crosby.
12 years ago in Buffalo, there was the first replay through clouds from a plane.
21 seconds in.
And later, a winning goal through snow flurry.
Score! Penguins win!
Then 6 years later, two original six teams, Detroit and Toronto, and the biggest crowd ever, over 105,000 at Michigan Stadium.
Trying to win it.
And another shootout. Five years later, hearing the famous victory march at Notre Dame, and two more original Sixers, Boston and Chicago, walking over that fabled gridiron. We saw some Olympics, too.
Zach Parise out of a netball scramble!
A decade ago, a gold medal game that required overtime between the two North American powers in Vancouver.
Crosby scores! The gold medal to Canada!
And 4 years later, in a memorable game in Sochi, when the home team Russians saw an American named TJ Oshie score four times in a shootout.
Score!
Including the clincher.
Team USA wins!
I don't know about you, but I still get chills seeing the Stanley Cup. And knowing how professionals paid well during the season, forget everything. And raise pain thresholds above broken jaws, black eyes, stitches, and a lot we can't see to win a title and get the name their parents gave them engraved on this trophy. Oh, sure, things change over the 50 years. When I arrived, helmets were optional and then required of new players. Visors were optional and then required of new players. We went from one referee to two. Goal judges once sat in chairs behind the net. Now video replay helps make those calls.
We have a goal on the ice.
But much of what I love, perhaps what you love, is unchanged from then to now and into the years ahead. I love that coaches still yell and arguments can happen. I love that goalies can occasionally still score goals. That sentiment can't enter even into what number a player wears or gives up. That banners, like jerseys, aren't just cloth. They represent sacrifice. I love that when fans pay the price of admission, in addition to the game, they can get to see kids get a lifetime memory. get to see one of their number experience joy, or get to be in on a surprise reunion of someone serving the country. And speaking of that, to have those who have served on the ice when the anthem is sung, I never tire of that, do you? And I especially love when the horn sounds and one playoff team has won and another, of course, hasn't. All hostility dissolves into that timeless, great display of sportsmanship, the handshake line. 60 years since I saw my first game, 50 years since I first reported on the NHL, 40 years of calling NHL games, and I am always heartened to see this.
Excellent series, Sid. Good job.
Come on, wins. I hope these days find you well. We are well here. In the meantime, I will be at home with Joyce and the pups.
It's a circus.
And perhaps in the future, I will have something to share with you, but hoping you can stay safe for now. And like me, watch for the start of next season. I leave you with sincere thanks, your hockey friend, Doc.
So that was the video essay put together by the great Doc Emmerich, who called it a career after 47 years calling NHL hockey earlier this week, almost five decades behind the glass for the great Doc Emmerich. But I'll tell you what that was to me. That essay was about hockey, but it was about so much more. I sat down for game one of the World Series this week, and I just didn't have it. I just didn't have it, right? I was still heartbroken about the Braves getting knocked out of game seven in the NLCS. I just wasn't feeling it, which is sad for me because I'm a huge baseball fan. The baseball was probably the first sport I played. It was the longest sport I played. I played baseball all the way up through intramurals and rec league baseball in college. I love the sport of baseball, and I especially love the postseason. I have said to me personally, baseball, both college and pro, baseball has the best postseason of all sports. Baseball and basketball are the two best postseasons for me. March Madness in the NBA playoffs, College World Series, and the MLB playoffs and World Series. Best postseasons. I love baseball, and I love every aspect of it. I love the chess match between pitchers and catchers, right? I love the managerial battles and strategies. I love pitchers being rotated in and out based on scenarios and situations. I love big-time home runs, and I love incredible defensive stops in baseball. And when Game 1 of the World Series went down, because I was still heartbroken about the Braves, I just kind of sunk into the couch, and I'm, like, playing on my phone and scrolling Twitter and just really kind of paying passive attention to the baseball game, because the love just wasn't there for the game. And then I watched that video essay from Doc Emmerich about his love for hockey. I watched that video essay from Doc Emmerich about how important the game was to him and what it meant to him in every aspect and every part of it on an emotional level. And it just kind of reignited my love of sports. It brought me back in a moment where I realized, you know what? Sports provide a lot of heartbreak. And sometimes it's tough to come back from that heartbreak, whether it's the Braves getting trounced in a game seven after leading a 3-1 series, whether it's a Saints wide receiver getting hammered and no pass interference is called, costing the Saints a trip to the Super Bowl, whether it's the U.S. men's national soccer team going down to Trinidad and Tobago, a country that has a population smaller than the size of the administrative staff of the men's soccer team, and losing or drawing a game that kept them out of the first World Cup that I felt in years they had a chance at contending with the big dogs with, and missing the trip entirely. Sports gives us so much heartbreak, but the reason sports are great is because it gives so much heartbreak. But when it happens, when that moment finally happens, when that championship gets won, or that final buzzer goes off and you've upset your rivals in their stadium, whatever it is, when that moment happens, that joy, that elation, that moment, that love of the game is why we keep coming back for more. And I heard it from Doc Emmerich in that video essay. It brought me back around to realize that dwelling on those moments in sports, dwelling on a Game 7 loss in the NLCS after 22 years of not making it to the series, that's not what it's about. What it's about, was the victory to get there. What it's about is watching this Atlanta Braves team come together and get there and make it to a spot that they haven't been in that long with a chance to win, and knowing that, again, sometime in the future, they'll get one. And all these years of heartbreak and anguish as a Braves fan will go right out the window. Won't even think about it anymore. It's all those little things in sports that we take for granted. It's hearing the band strike up the fight song after a touchdown. It's walking into the grocery store and seeing a guy with the same logo of their favorite NFL team that you have on and giving that nod of approval. It's going out and seeing your team's logo on a balloon floating somewhere and knowing that you're welcome here because you're amongst people that you have something deeply passionate in common with them, right? That's what it's all about. And to hear and see that Doc Emmerich essay brought that back to me and gave me a renewed love of the game that I had frankly kind of lost after watching the NLCS last week. And it's tough to be in this line and not have that. So I thank Doc Emmerich for that video essay and for reminding me about all the things that makes sports great that we love so much. Though I got to tell you, man, I wrote the blog about it. It's still up on ESPN Upstate. You can go read about it there if you want. Though that essay really hit me, man. It was something deeply profound to me.
You know what? I don't even want to speak after what you just said. That was very passionate. It was very well said, and I can't add anything to it. That was awesome.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. 844-GSP-ESPN. Rob Brown filling in for Mark Ryan here in the Money Hour. Let's go ahead and run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, we're going to be joined by Coach Andrew Lord, head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, to talk a little local hockey. That's next on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is ESPN ESPN Upstate Offsides, but Mark Ryan off in the bullpen today. They went to the righty and bring in Rob Brown to fill in for Mark. The pleasure's mine. Great to have you along for the ride. Those of you who have tuned in looking for the upset picks of the week contest, bear with me. We are doing that in the very next segment. If you want to go ahead and send your upset picks in now to 71307, start your text with ESPN. Give me your upset picks. I am recording them all, sending them over to Mark. So we'll talk upsets in the next segment, but now we go back to the phone line. We welcome in the man who will be holding the clipboard and in charge of the home opener of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits on December 18th. I can now say I've had the pleasure of shaking his hand in public and maybe even made a new golf buddy, depending on how this interview goes. Head coach of the Swamp Rabbits, my man Andrew Lord, joins us on the program. Coach, great to talk to you again, buddy. Appreciate you taking a minute, man.
Thanks, pal. Yeah, really great to meet you the other night and enjoying the show. Good to be back on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll jump into hockey here in a second, but before we do that, Coach, now you've been here a couple of weeks on the upstate, starting to feel your way around, get a feel for the community. You got to go out to midfield at the Triumph game on Sunday and do some interaction with fans at the Triumph match. How's your feel of the upstate so far after a few weeks as the newest resident?
It's incredible. Can't speak more highly of it. City's amazing to see the development, to see how great the people are. Made so many awesome relationships already. We're loving it. We're absolutely loving it. Just so thankful and happy to be here. As far as the Triumph, I thought that was a great event. Really appreciate them having us out. Really cool to meet John Harks there, like Chris Lewis, their president. Awesome guy as well. Been nice to kind of get to know them a little bit. I thought the event was fantastic. Sun was shining. Got a little sun for a Canadian kid. And also nice to meet you there too. So all in all, things are going great.
Love it, man. Love it. And I wanted to ask you about that. You know, I've said since I got here, Coach, and got to start interacting with Chris and Doug, with the Triumph, with all the staff there, with you guys and the Swamp Rabbits, with you and your new staff and the new players coming in, one of the things I love about this area is that not only does the community buy into the local sports, but the local sports work with each other. It's not a cutthroat competition for the dollars of the upstate. Everybody is kind of a all boats rise on a rising tide situation where all three of our local teams plus the teams outside of the immediate Greenville area work with each other. For you to now have that experience to really get a hands-on feel for your team with the Swamp Rabbits, now you've been to a Triumph game. Obviously, when the drives start opening up, they'll be in the fray as well. Just what's your take on the local sports community as far as local sports go here in the area?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a big reason why I'm here. It was a big draw for sure. Heard about it, you know, leading up to arriving, and again, been blown away by it. The communication between teams is fantastic. Everyone working together, you know, us, you know, going to Triumph and learning from them as far as social distancing and that kind of thing. And been down to the drive there for a Habitat for Humanity event. Saw that beautiful field. It's great. You can tell the people are, you know, take a lot of pride in their community here, and it shows through the sporting teams. And, you know, I think we're just really thankful and happy to be a part of it. And, you know, we're looking to put our own little stamp on it and, you know, I guess just keep driving things forward here.
Talking with Coach Andrew Lord, the head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Their December 18th home opener is set for now. Coach, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, because you guys have signed a couple new players over the last few weeks, you're kind of still building up your roster, adding some new talent. How do you evaluate talent? And I know obviously game film is probably the biggest answer here, but during a point in time in the coronavirus where it's kind of difficult to meet with guys, to go handshakes and eyeballs on, et cetera, what's the evaluation process for you and your staff when you're trying to find new talent to add to the roster during this coronavirus offseason?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a real thorough, in-depth process. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, but, you know, thankfully we love doing what we do here. It's not really a job, so it's fun putting a team together. There's obviously a real, you know, putting the pieces of the puzzle together factor, and then you add in, you know, the extended off-season. It's been challenging at times, but been really happy with our patience, and I think it's paid off. We've had a couple huge weeks here. We got, you know, upwards of 6 more signings that haven't even been announced. Fantastic players. A couple of the additions we've made recently have been great as well. Bringing Brendan Connolly back in the mix. He was part of the team 3 years ago. And as far as the process, video-based, you build your trust in your favorite agent, so to speak. And then we really like the peer-to-peer knowing a player that knows a player kind of thing, and finding out all about these guys. Reference checks are absolutely critical. They're probably the top of our list as far as what we do. And it's just bringing in the right people. And, I can confidently say we're going to have great guys because of that in the community. And guys are going to, play for the front of the shirt game in and game out.
Andrew Lawrence, the head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show. Let's talk about a couple of your new signings. You brought in defenseman Chris Carlisle, a guy with a lot of experience, just 25 years of age, but has played in 4 different professional leagues, including the ECHL, the AHL. Now he's played in top leagues in Austria and Slovakia as well. This is a guy who's got not just experience, but experience in a lot of different hockey cultures around the world so far, a puck-moving defenseman, a guy with a lot of versatility on that back line for you guys. What can you tell us about what he is going to add to the rotation for the Swamp Rabbits?
Yeah, that's a huge signing for us. I'd say a COVID-related signing with the market squeeze. Some leagues in Europe not starting, the American League, AHL not starting yet. This guy is almost too good for the league type of player. Fortunately, our assistant coach, Philip Barsky, actually coached him in the past, so we got a real, firsthand, info on him as far as character and what he brings. Real solid all-around defenseman, great guy, team guy. He's won in the past and multiple times. He's going to do it all, from a defensive standpoint. He can chip in offensively as well, skates great. Just a real solid piece for us back there overall.
No way to have better eyes on a player than to have eyes on a guy who's played for you. You bring over one of your guys who ran some time on the ice for you over there in the UK, Bryce Reddick, on his way over. 31-year-old defenseman, brings a league championship and a couple of playoff championships from his time with you under the banner of the Devils across the pond. How can you best introduce this young man to the area, Bryce Reddick?
Yeah, he's just a Swiss Army knife, to be honest. Does it all, skates great, a little bit undersized, but makes up for it, with the physical component and his energy and, just his all-out compete, really. Total competitor. Again, an awesome guy in the community. He'll be, he'll be the first guy doing school visits, getting out, helping kids out on the ice, doing all those great things that, is a huge part of sports and building our organization here in the community. So we're really happy to have him.
Coach Andrew Lord joining us here on Offsides. Rob Brown filling in for Mark Ryan. So, Coach, you are now just a touch over, actually just a touch under, a month and a half until the home opener there at the Bon Secours Wellness Center in downtown Greenville. What's the mentality of your team in terms of preparation right now? Obviously, you still got guys coming in to fill in the roster. You've got assistant coaches who are just showing up in the past week or two from various parts around the world to be a part of the staff. As your roster comes together in terms of both the players, the coaching staff, et cetera, where's the mentality of your team in terms of preparation with about a month and a half till the first match?
I think it's really good. I mean, the guys have had the longest off season of their entire careers. It's pretty much double the length of a normal off season. So I think from a fitness, gaining strength, gaining skill perspective, these guys should be absolutely flying. So we're really excited about that. That's a big question before signing these guys. What have they been doing? As far as training on and off the ice. And so I think we have a good feel for that. I think the communication's been there from a distance, obviously, which is, an important piece. And then we have a good training camp. We have a couple-week training camp where we can really sink our teeth in and bring guys up to speed on to how we want to play. And, building that culture the first couple of weeks is, imperative as well for, a great, successful season here.
What is the most important thing that you've got your team working on right now? I mean, I know it's very difficult this offseason of all offseasons to be able to build chemistry on the ice or even just as a team getting together, since it's been difficult to get everybody in the same place. So how do you as a head coach attack and approach trying to build that team chemistry with a significantly different and shorter offseason than you would ordinarily be used to?
Yeah, it's difficult. That being said, again, I think it's back to that one-on-one communication, getting on the phone, getting to know your guys, getting to know what they need to improve on. And right now it's all about individual improvement, literally. If every guy can, you know, improve even 5, 10%, some of their deficiencies, imagine what that adds up to over, you know, the course of the season and how we perform from a team perspective. And yeah, it's just really helping them any way we can in that side of things, be it via the video, you know, mental approach, you name it. We're trying to tackle it all. And, you know, for every guy, it is a little bit different. Everyone's got their strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, we bring up those weaknesses. I think we're in really good shape.
We are speaking with Coach Andrew Lord, head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. December 18th is opening day for the Swamp Rabbits right here in Greenville at the Bon Secours Wellness Center. Coach, I know you got a lot on your plate. I know you're a busy man, so we'll cut you loose. Appreciate your time. It was great to meet you. I am holding you to that round of golf. Please don't embarrass me too bad, but looking forward to it anyway.
Can't wait, buddy. Great seeing you. Great chatting today. Thanks for your time, as always.
Always, Coach. Thank you very much. That's Coach Andrew Lord of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. You can follow him on Twitter at AndrewLord17, at AndrewLord17. Always appreciate his time. And thanks to Tim and everybody over at the Greenville Swamp Rabbits for helping us get that interview set up. Quick break. When we come back, it is time to make your upset picks. We've got your upset pick competition ready to go. We're taking your picks live on the air next on Offsides with Rob Brown. This is ESPN Upstate. Rocking and rolling on through the 5 o'clock hour, the money hour, the drive time hour. I am Rob Brown filling in for Mark Ryan. He's a bit under the weather, so instead you get me live at the Ingles in Greer off of Locust Hill Road. Come on by. Say hello. I got a tray full of subs for you to come grab a bite of lunch. I got a cookie cake that I will not be offended if you don't take any, because they told me whatever's left over I get to bring home. So, you know, if you want a piece, if not, don't worry. I got it. I got chips and guac and salsa. And, of course, we've still got those two Rise Guys Kanga coolers. First two folks to come by and buy 4 6-packs of whatever of the three P1 beers you want from the Rise Guys. First two folks to buy those 4 6-packs are leaving with one of the Rise Guys P1 Pilsner Kanga coolers. It is the best small cooler in my collection, and now you can get one too. Come on by the Ingles in Greer on Locust Hill Road. Say hello. We would love to see you. It is time to take a look at our upset picks of the week. We've already gotten a couple of them in so far this afternoon. If you have been playing your upset of the week game alongside Mark Ryan, then now is your opportunities to call in or text in your upset pick of the week to go on the record with it and make it happen. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. That is the number to be a part of the program. Give us your upset picks. We'll get them over to Mark Ryan to go on to the spreadsheet he is keeping for the year. Zoe, are there any upsets in college football this weekend that have piqued your interest so far?
Well, I will tell you that I'm not doing so well in this contest, and that's fine. And until last week, neither was Mark Ryan. But now he's beating me, so it's a big deal to him. And, yeah, just because he's under weather doesn't mean I can't say anything, because, you know, he can't say anything back right now, which is awesome. And I am destroying him in the regular picks. So I get to pick in this, and thanks to me, there's now a penalty. Now, we'll see if we'll stick to it. So the penalty is, if you are in the contest and you miss, you get a -1. So let's say you're 6 ahead, you get a -1, then you have a 5, or in my case, 0, so now I'm at -1. So I'm actually at -1. And I've heard
you have not gotten a point yet, Zoe.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not a point spread guy. I'm straight up victory or no victory, but I got to play the game. So I heard all this week from Mark Ryan and then from you earlier, and I kind of poo-pooed it, but I'm going to go ahead and do what I did last week, but it wasn't in the upset picks, and it wouldn't have been because of who. Yeah, it would have been. All right. Let me stop confusing everyone, including myself. I am going with South Carolina to defeat LSU, and I know that somebody else is picking that too, and they're going to say that I'm copying them, but I'm not. As we said earlier, and we've said all week, and we've said for a while, LSU is not as strong as the supposed experts thought they would be, and South Carolina is good enough to beat LSU. South Carolina has a better team right now. And I think they're going to get the victory, and I'm finally going to get that zero out of my column there.
Two things. First off, you are correct. That is exactly what's going to happen. South Carolina is going to knock off LSU, and you are going to get the points. Second off, by gosh, Zoe, can you guess who else also picked Gamecocks plus six?
Yes, I got a text. So, yeah, I know.
So you will gain no points on Mark, but you will gain points. And right now at the spot you're in, that's the most important thing at all.
Yeah, I'm looking up at zero here. So, yeah, I that's not a good place to be.
That's a rough day at the office for you, Zoe. That's a good one. I would tell you if I was playing this contest, that would be one that I would jump all over as well. If anybody wants to go out on a limb, I'm going to give you another one that if you want to make official, you call in, go on the record with Lonzo at 844-GSP-ESPN, go on the record and make your pick, or text it to me at 71307. Send your upset pick, and we will get it marked down for you. I'm going to give you a couple more picks. This one's not worth a ton of points, but I'm confident in it. So, at +4.5, the Florida State Seminoles are going to beat the Louisville Cardinals on the road this weekend. It's not a ton of points, but it is an almost assured few points. If you're a Gamecocks fan that's not trusting your Gamecocks to get it done on the road against the defending national champs, sneak an eye up to Louisville, Kentucky, where the Noles, after knocking off the number 5 team in the country, North Carolina, last year, Jordan Travis running the ball very well. The offense of Florida State in the first half looked very good, kind of fell apart a little bit. Wheels came off in the second half. But, Zoe, FSU +4.5 against Louisville, that's free money to me right there, man.
See, I'm shying away from Florida State because I don't know. And Louisville is not that good either, but Florida State, I just don't trust them.
Yeah, I mean, they got to put it together multiple weeks, but I like it. I'll give you another one. Here's some more free money for you. How about TCU +7 over an Oklahoma team that has shown some struggles this year? Any chance I'm talking you into taking the full 7 for the Horned Frogs over the Boomer Sooners, though?
No. I know Oklahoma not as good, but I think they're going to start getting it together. And TCU has been pretty good in the past, but no, I'm not taking that.
I like TCU, and I'll give you one more free one. Again, not a ton of picks on the line here, but Ole Miss over Auburn. Lane Kiffin's going to open that offense one more time up against an Auburn defense that's been good but cannot get off the field on third down. Ole Miss over Auburn is worth 3 points as well. There's a couple more we'll take a look at as we move on the show, but give us your upsets. You can call Zoe at 844-GSP-ESPN. He'll write them down, or text us at 71307. Give me your upset pick. We'll mark it down. Back after this to wrap up hour number 3 of Offsides with Rob Brown filling in for Mark Ryan. This is ESPN Upstate. Still taking your upset picks live at the Ingles and Greer on Locust Hill Road. Come on by and say hi. We've had a handful of listeners come in. It's been nice to finally get a chance to meet some of y'all around the upstate. 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. You can call Zoe and go on the record with your upset picks, or you can text them to me at 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to us. 71307, start your text with ESPN. Looking at your upset picks, so far, the majority of the picks we've gotten have come on an upset that I told you back on Tuesday. I loved the upset, which is South Carolina. The Gamecocks on the road in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, taking on the defending national champions, the LSU Tigers. LSU, a 6.5-point favorite over the Gamecocks. That is free money to me, unless Will Muschamp gets into his own head and changes up the style of football that his team has been playing the last few weeks. They've been playing good ball, but they've been doing it the South Carolina way, running the football with Kevin Harris consistently, taking advantage of those short little passes when the linebackers start to creep up, throw in a little play action, run some double slants from the outside, offensively speaking. Defensively, got to come up with turnovers. Miles Brennan likely going to be out, still waiting on the official announcement. But the starting quarterback for the Tigers likely out with what is being called a serious or severe lower body injury. Looks like LSU will be turning to one of two true freshman backups at that position, which means that it will be time for J.C. Horn and his boys to tee off on the quarterback once again. Come up with a turnover or two, run the football, and stay consistent in your play calling. If Will Muschamp, Zoe, changes his game, as South Carolina fans have been telling me all week he is want to do in these types of situations, they're in trouble. But if he stays consistent, Zoe, I like South Carolina on the road as an upset pick, +6.5.
Apparently so do I, and so does Mark Ryan. So I the three of us agreeing kind of has me worried. It just does.
It's teed up for us all to come in here on Monday and look goofy. You're not wrong. A couple of other upsets. I gave you one. I like FSU to upset Louisville on the road. They are +4.5, so check that game out. Ole Miss is 3.5-point dogs to Auburn, and I like that upset as well. Keep an eye on that one. I'll be interested to see how that one goes. There's a couple other ones that I'm intrigued by, nothing that I'm over the moon about in terms of upset picks, but we'll see how it plays out. I got an hour left for you. Talk some high school football, some NASCAR, and more coming up in the final hour of the show. Live at the Ingles and Greer on Locust Hill Road. Come on by, say hi. I'd love to see you. Rob Brown filling in for Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.